Okay, so volume 18, 11, 12, 25, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is unusual for the eternal wisdom to establish the acts of the creature in order to give completion to the good it wants to do in her. Okay, so this is the truth. It happened for the coming of the redemption upon earth, the incarnation of the eternal Word. It took the course of 4,000 years, and during this time, all the acts which creatures had to do in it in order to dispose themselves and to deserve the great good of redemption had been established, as well as the graces and the knowledges of the Supreme Majesty was to give in order to make known that same good which would bring about the descent of Jesus the Word into their midst. So everything for 4,000 years was to get ready for Jesus to come. This is why the patriarchs, the holy fathers, and the prophets, and all the good of the Old Testament came, who with their acts were to prepare the way, prepare the staircase, in order to reach the fulfillment of the longed-for redemption. But this was not enough. As good and as holy as their acts were, there was the highest wall of original sin, which maintained the division between them and God. This is why a virgin, Mary, was needed. Conceived without original sin, Mary was innocent. Mary was holy. Mary was enriched by God with all the graces, who made her own all the good of the good acts done during the previous 4,000 years. So she took everything that was good and made it her own. Our Lady covered them with her innocence, covered them with her sanctity, covered them with her purity in such a way that the divinity would see through the acts of Mary, of this innocent and holy creature, who not only embraced all the acts of the ancients, but surpassed them all with her own. And therefore, she obtained the descent of Jesus, the Word, upon earth. Okay, so it happened to all the good acts of the ancients, the men of the old, the men and women of the Old Testament, as to one who has so much gold and silver, but the image of a king, which would give that precious metal value of the money. It is not impressed on it. So if you have the image of the king, then the money means something. And so even though it has the value in itself, it cannot be called value of money, and which may circulate the kingdom with its right of currency. But the image of that coin, that gold or silver, which were acquired by the king, that giving it the shape of the coins, he impressed them on them his image, and now that gold has acquired the right of currency. Okay, so the Virgin Mary, she impressed on them, all of us, all the people of the Old Testament, her innocence, her sanctity, and the divine will which she possessed as a whole. Our Lady presented them all together to the divinity, and Our Lady obtained the longed-for Redeemer, Jesus. Therefore, the Virgin completed all the acts which were needed in order to make the Word of God, Jesus Christ, descend upon earth. But it did not end here. See, God is always wants more. He wants more. So that the Redeemer might have his field of action upon the earth, and whoever wanted to might use the acts as coins in order to purchase heaven, the imprint of the innocent, of sanctity, of the divine will were needed, as well as the imprint of the works of the Word himself, in order to let man rise toward heaven. If that of the Virgin was enough to make Jesus descend into the midst of creatures in order to make man rise again, my divine work was needed. And so this is why I, Jesus, embraced all those acts, and I, Jesus, made them my own. I made up for everyone. I accomplished everything, and for everyone I placed the divine imprint on all the good acts from the first to the last man who is to come upon earth. So Jesus repaired, redid everything, everything. And this imprint was made by me, Jesus, with unheard of pains, with the shedding of my blood. In this way, as magnanimous king, I, Jesus, gave to all the coins which was to purchase heaven. All this had been established by the uncreated wisdom of God, and not even one act of all this could be missing in order for redemption to take place. Okay, so Jesus and Mary did everything for redemption. Now, my daughter, just as it was with redemption, so will it be with my divine will. So as it has been, it's going to be. The fulfillment of all human acts is needed. So we are called to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything. In order to make the divine will known and to make the divine will reign as prime act of life in the creature. So Louisa, you too, on the example of my celestial mother, must embrace my divine will, all the acts done in the Old Testament, all those done by the Queen of Heaven, and all those done by me, Jesus, those which are done and will be done by all the good and the saints up to the last day. And in each one of them, you, Louisa, will place your seal of return of love, return of blessing, return of adoration, return of sanctity, and the power of my divine will. So here, we're getting a glimpse of our duty now. Okay? As Jesus and Mary got everything ready for redemption, now Louisa and us are called to get everything ready for sanctification. So what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Okay, it's very simple. Listen. We must embrace, with Louisa, we must embrace the divine will. Okay, that's the first thing. So we have to read, we have to study, we have to put this into practice. We have to work at understanding this language of heaven. We have to become fluent with this language of heaven. Okay, number one. Number two, we must embrace all the acts of the Old Testament, all the acts of Our Lady, all the acts of Jesus, all the acts of the saints, all the acts of everyone who will ever live to the end of time. Okay? To place on everything the seal of love, blessing, adoration, and sanctity, and power of the divine will. So what that it means is this. We pray the prayer, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics, enkindle in us the fire of your love, which is divine will, send forth your spirit, and we will be recreated, and that you, Holy Spirit, will transform the face of the earth through us. So our job is to be so one with Jesus and Mary that everything becomes sanctified. Not only us, not only our families, not only our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, but everybody in the past, everybody in the present, and everybody in the future. So when we pray, we want to pray in the name of everyone, past, present, and future. Why do we do this? So that everyone will share in divinity. So Jesus said, every miracle of all the saints happened because of the souls who are now living in the divine will. So all the miracles of St. Francis is because of us. All the miracles that will happen 1,000 years from now is because of us. See, this is a duty and responsibility to restore, repair the face of the earth. So what God is asking of us is something that is astonishing. So when we see something on TV and it might be horrible, an explosion or we say to the Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, thank you first. We say, number one, thank you for showing me this. Number two, Lord, I'm sorry it's happening to you because we're nothing. Number three, Lord, I want to repair this. I want to redo this act and all the acts of mankind as if they were all done for your glory. So instead of a violent act, we want to repair it so it's a loving act. See, our job is to repair and redo the face of the earth. This is why it's not that I become a saint, that you become a saint. God has that all taken care of. He wants us to restore humanity. Okay? So when you see somebody, stealing something, you can say to the Lord, thank you, Lord, for showing me this. I want to repair this act, but for all acts of stealing, of thievery, from the beginning of time when Adam fell to the end of time, when somebody is murdered. I want to restore, I want to repair all the murders from when Cain killed Adam, or Cain killed, what's his face?
Abel.
You heard about that, right? Okay, so what we're doing is we're called to repair. So what do we do? What do? You read, you study, and then you begin to put into practice the truths. So here's one truth here. With Louisa, we embrace the divine will. With Louisa, we begin to repair everyone, past, present, and future. So it looks as if mankind never sinned. So here's Adam. When Adam fell, there's a void. Jesus and Mary come. Then Jesus and Mary go. There's a void. Louisa comes. Now, we're with Louisa. Now, our job, these voids have to be repaired. That's our job. This is what Jesus says. As we repair this, it's going to look as if Adam never sinned. See, do you see why the devil is going to be so angry? He's going to go to hell, the pit of hell, with his tail between his legs, because everything that he did was a failure. Because Jesus is asking us through Louisa, with Louisa, to repair and redo everything as if Adam didn't sin. This is, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, enkindle us the fire of your love, send forth your Spirit, and we will be recreated, and you will renew, repair the face of the earth. That's our job. This is a glorious job. So anything that you see, anything that you hear, Jesus is saying, would you be willing to repair this for me? Would you be willing to redo this for me? And our response is fiat. That's all God is asking. So volume 19, 3, 6, 26. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus, taking my hand in his, drew me to himself up high between heaven and earth. Again, you're going to experience this. The closer you get to heaven while on earth, the more love you are going to experience. When you receive Holy Communion, you're going to receive a love that you've never experienced before. As you gaze outside in the divine will, you're going to experience love like you've never seen it before. Why? Because as Jesus took Louisa, he wants to take us if we're with Louisa. And so Louisa says, and I, almost fearing, clung to Jesus, holding on tightly to his most holy hand and wanting to pour myself out with Jesus in the pain which so much oppressed me. I said to him, my love, my life. See how Louisa responds to Jesus, my love and my life. Do we talk to Jesus like that? My love and my life. When you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, do you say to Jesus, my love and my life? If you don't, then you haven't read enough. As you read, Jesus becomes our love. He becomes our life. We can't live without him. Some time ago, you told me that you wanted to make me a copy of my celestial mother, yet almost nothing was known about her, of the many seas of grace with which in every instant Our Lady was inundated by you. She said nothing to no one. She kept everything within herself, nor does the gospel say anything. It is known only that Our Lady was your mama and that Our Lady gave you the eternal word to the world, but everything that passed between you and her, the favors, the graces, Our Lady kept them all within herself. With me, then, you want the opposite. You want me to manifest what you tell me. You do not want the secret that passes between me and you. I, Louisa, she says, feel sorrow for this. Where is, then, the copy you want to make between me and my mama? So here Louisa is saying that, see, under the pain of mortal sin, she had to write. She did not want to write. Louisa was very humble. You have people today, they get a locution, an apparition, or a vision, and they tell everybody, well, Our Lady said this, Our Lord said this, this is what we're supposed to. Louisa wanted nobody to know. And because Louisa was very humble. As a matter of fact, everything in these 36 volumes are about Louisa Picaretta. She would say you, she would say the one, but it was always her. Louisa, the one who lived in the divine will. She, the one who lived in the divine will. It's always Louisa. And she says, Jesus, this is not fair. You're going to make me a copy? She says, I want no one to know what you and I talked about. This is too personal. And nobody's going to believe it anyways. And that's where we are right now. The church is looking at the volumes of Louisa, And they're going, we have never seen anything like this. We have never seen anything like this. Where, as for example, we went through all the titles of Louisa in the 36 volumes. We have 241 pages, single space lines of the titles that Jesus gave to Louisa. You don't find that in St. Faustina. You don't find that in St. Teresa. You don't find that because Louisa is the newborn. Louisa begins to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, where the saints had a virtue or two of Jesus, a virtue or two of Mary. Louisa had the life of Jesus, the life of Mary. So here Jesus is going to now tell Louisa why she had to write this down. And my sweet Jesus, squeezing me tightly to his heart, all tenders told me, my daughter Louisa, courage, do not fear. And that's what he says to us. Be courageous. Don't fear anything. It happened with my mother that nothing was known about her but that which was necessary and sufficient to be known. And that I, Jesus, was her son. That through her, I, Jesus, came to redeem the human generations. And that she, Mary, was the first one in whom I, Jesus, had my first field of action, and that was within her soul. All the rest, all the favors, all the seas of graces which she received remained in the sequarium of the divine secrets. However, the most important, the greatest, and the holiest thing was known, that the Son of God was her son. This was the greatest honor for Mary, which raised Mary above all creatures. Therefore, since the most was known about my mama, the least was not necessary. The same thing will happen with you, my daughter. It will be known only that my divine will had its first field of divine action in your soul, as well as everything that was necessary in order to make known what regards to my divine will, which wants to enter the field, and so that the creature may return to her origin, and how anxiously it awaits Louisa into its arms, so that there may be no longer be division between me and the soul. If this were not made known, how could she long for a good so great? Okay, so this is, God wants us to know this so that we will want it, we will long for it. So as you begin to live in the divine will, the first thing you do in the morning is you have your praveni act. You say to Jesus, as soon as you wake up, Lord, I want to do everything in the divine will. Every thought, word, and deed be done for the glory of you, for the honor and praise of you, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So you do your praveni act, and then you do your actual acts. The praveni act is volume 14, May 27th, 1922. You know, so it's volume 14, May 22nd, 1922. Where did that one come from? Okay. So, God is asking us, pleading with us, that we let Louisa reign in us so that what he breathed into Louisa, he can breathe into us. This is why Louisa is so important. Everybody should have a picture of Louisa. Do you have any pictures of Louisa? Okay. Okay, if you go to the internet, you can download and then take it. I take my pictures to get them blown up at the size of posters. Matter of fact, I blew up one picture. What was it? Size 15 feet? What was it? 10 feet tall? Louisa, honest to goodness, Louisa, when you get to know Louisa, you get to know Jesus and Mary. This is what's so great. Okay. So everybody should have a picture of Louisa. Somebody, if you go to the internet, there's tons of pictures. Find a nice picture that you like and have it. Make sure you get to know Louisa. That you go to Louisa, that you plead with Louisa, that you pray to Louisa. And if you have any miracles, you can send those miracles to Trani. And there's a good website, louisapicaretta.me. That's a good one that you can go to. There's others that are good. Okay. Louisapicaretta.me. Me. Okay, we got that last line done in? Did we finish that? regards to my divine will. Okay, all the rest, the secrets of the flight that you do in my divine will, the good you take, the most intimate things between me and you will remain in this aquarium of the divine secrets. Do not fear, your Jesus will content you in everything. So we're going to get glimpses of what Jesus did with Louisa. So the more that you know Louisa, the more God's going to work in you. You see, everybody's into, Superman, That's nothing compared to what God's going to do with us. He's going to use us in a way that the world is going to be astonished. He wants to use us in a way, but we have to allow him the freedom to use us the way he wants to use us. Okay, so volume 19, 3, 28, 26. I was thinking to myself, if the true living in the supreme will contains so much good, why did the Celestial Mother, who was all will of God, not impetrate together with the longed for Redeemer, the Fia Voluntastua, sequit in Cielo et in Terra, in order to let man return into the supreme fiat from which he came, to give him back all the goods and the purpose for which he was created. So, Louisa says, if Our Lady was so involved in the divine will of God, why didn't she bring about the fiat voluntas tua? She's the mother of God. More so, since being all will of God, Our Lady did not have any extraneous elements. Therefore, Our Lady possessed the very divine power, and with it she could impetrate everything. Okay, so that's a question. Any question that's here, Jesus said to Louisa, it's never Louisa's question, it's our question. So people say, why would they give this to Louisa if Mary, the mother of God, why didn't she do it? Okay, now the one thing you have to understand is Adam was human. Adam was not the son of God. Adam was not the mother of God. When Adam fell, he fell from such a height that it took the son of God and the mother of God to redeem mankind. Once they're redeemed, now a man, a human, has to do this. It's not the mother of God, son of God's job. Adam was a human. Adam fell. Jesus and Mary came to redeem. So they have redeemed man from the well. Now, the divine will is to restore the creature back to what it was before the fall. That's now Louisa. Now, Louisa has this gift. Louisa's a human. And in volume 15, Jesus says to Louisa, I give you this gift, Louisa, so that you will give it back to the man. Who is the man but the Pope? He has the keys to the kingdom. He has two keys. One key is to lock up the human will. The other key is to open the kingdom to let everybody in. Everybody. There will be one church, one shepherd, one flock. Everyone is coming into the kingdom. The Catholic life. The life that Adam gave up. Our job is to prepare the work, prepare the field. So, this is another truth that Jesus is giving. Okay? So Jesus says, my sweet Jesus, moving again in my interior, Jesus is always found in the interior of Louisa. Where do we find Jesus today? He's in the tabernacle. Where do we find Jesus in the divine will? He's in Louisa. So the more that you link yourself with Louisa, the more Jesus can reign in us, and Mary can reign in us. My daughter Louisa, the primary purpose of everything that my mama did, and of everything that I did in redemption, was that my fiat would reign again upon earth. It would not have been decorous or true love, nor a great magnanimity, nor even less a work worthy of a God that I was, if in coming into the world had to give back to the creatures the minor things, which was the means to be saved. Okay, so that's the minor thing. You have a lot of Protestants say, I'm saved. Okay, that's minor. Okay, God wants more. It says, which was not the means to be saved, not instead, he wanted the greater things, which that my divine will contains, and not only the remedies, but all possible goods which exist between heaven and earth, and not only salvation and sanctity, but the sanctity of sanctities, which raises them to the very sanctity of God. So think about that. It's not just to be saved. If we think, well, I have Jesus as my Savior, my Lord, everything's fine. Jesus says, this isn't everything. Everything is to let me reign in you, in the divine will, so that you can have everything that's in heaven and earth. That you can again become Lord of the earth, King of the earth. Jesus came as King of kings, as the new Adam, because he wants to give us that gift. That's why when we're baptized as priests, prophets, and kings. God wants us to possess everything. Not just, you know, and it's everything that we could possibly imagine. So, what's the greatest thing that you could possibly want on earth? That's not even close to what God wants for you. God wants you to expand into the universe. So in contemplative prayer, when you're praying in a contemplative manner, you become nothing. You become as small as an atom, but you could fill an entire basilica at the same time. Well, Jesus wants us to begin to experience life in a way that we've never seen before. I remember once I was talking to some people, and they got very angry with me. And I'm saying, it's so easy. It's so simple, you know. Why don't they understand? And I went into the bathroom, and I'm standing in the bathroom going, why don't they understand? And then I looked in the mirror, and I went, ah, because I'm here. See, when you get into the divine will, you're not here. You're in heaven. When you read the volumes, you are in heaven. Why are you so happy when you make a good confession? Because you are full of grace. When you begin to read the volumes, you are in heaven. Like, when I see people who say they're in the divine will and they're very moody, I say to them, you're not reading. If you are really reading, you're in heaven. If you are really reading, you are so happy. You are so joyful. You are so peaceful. Why? Because as Jesus said, each word is a divine life that God gives us. We begin to participate in that life. So when I see people who say that they're in the divine will and are miserable, I know immediately they haven't read in a while. But when somebody's hurting and they say, Father, what do? I say, just open up the book of heaven. Start reading. Well, where? Just open it up and start reading. Now, why? The word of God, Jesus Christ, dictated these words to Louisa. These words have divine power, divine life. And Jesus, the word of God, knows when you're going to read and what you're going to read. He has it all planned. So no matter where you open up the book and you say to the Lord, please help me, as soon as you start reading, and everybody says this, as soon as they start reading, they are full of peace. They're full of happiness. They're full of joy. Why? It's heaven. These words, this is why when that lady threw it on the ground, I went, oh my God, don't you know what this is? This is the book of heaven. This is God himself is going to reveal things to us that are going to astonish us. So, we continue. Oh, if you could penetrate into each prayer, each act, each word, each pain of my indivisible mama, you would find in them the fiat. See, the fiat is so powerful, which Our Lady longed for, Our Lady pleaded for. If you could penetrate into each drop of my blood, into each one of my heartbeats, each one of my breaths, works and steps and sorrows and tears, you would find the fiat excelling in them, which I, God, long for and ask for us, the creatures. Now, in Italy, creatura, the word creatura in Puglia, where Luisa lived, means the baby that's fallen on the ground and bleeding and broken. So the people would say, oh, help the creature, help the little creature. So when Jesus was talking about the creature, he sees us wounded, he sees us bleeding, he sees us hurt, and he wants to restore us. So it's not a creature, it's the little baby that's fallen and hurt. But while the primary purpose was fiat, my goodness had to descend to the secondary purpose and act almost like a teacher who, though possessing the highest sciences and being able to give noble and sublime lessons worthy of himself, since his students are all illiterate, he must lower himself to giving the lessons of the ABC. So that's what we've done for the last 2,000 years. Jesus has taught us the ABC of the universal life. In order to reach little by little his primary purpose of imparting the lessons of the sciences that he possesses, to make them as many teachers worthy of such a great teacher. If this teacher did not want to lower himself to give lessons of inferior studies, and wanted to give lessons of his high science, the students, being illiterate, would not understand him and confused with such great a science that which they ignored, they would leave him. Okay, so we're basically little, we're ignorant, and the divine will is everything. Now, after 2,000 years of studying the ABCs, now is the time. See, we know Mary is our mother. We know the Holy Father is the Vicar of Christ. We know that the dogma and doctrine of our church is the mind of Christ. So we are ready for now this great gift of the divine will. And so he says, if this was taught 2,000 years ago, nobody would have embraced it because they hadn't studied. They didn't have the church to teach them. The poor teacher, not wanting to lower himself, would give neither the little good nor the great good of his science. Now, my daughter, when I, Jesus, came upon earth, the creatures were all illiterate of the things of heaven, the universal life. And if I wanted to speak about the fiat of the true living in the divine will, they would have been incapable of comprehending. And since they did not know the way and the order to come to me, the majority being crippled, blind, and sick, I had to lower myself with the guise of my holy humanity, which covered that fiat I, Jesus, wanted to give to become familiar with them, associated with them, to be able to teach them the first unity indictments of the ABC of the supreme fiat. And everything I taught, everything I did, everything I suffered was nothing but preparing the way, the kingdom, and the dominion of my divine will. This is the usual way of our divine works, to do minor things in order to, as a preparatory act for the greater. Did I not do the same with you? At the beginning, I certainly did not speak to you about the supreme fiat, about the highest order of sanctity, which I wanted you to reach in my divine will, nor did I ever mention the greater mission which I was calling you. Now, it's the same thing for us. We read 1 through 10 is how to become a divine mirror of Jesus. Okay? Jesus does not talk about living in the divine will through 1 through 10. Because he wants us to know how to do the will of God. Volume 11 through 19 is then he says, this is how you're called to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. So 11 through 19, we're learning how to live in the divine will through the Holy Spirit. Then 20 through 36 is now how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. Okay, St. Honorable de Francia, Louisa's spiritual director, did not read 20 through 36. It wasn't for him. It's for us. God wants us to know how to embrace the divine life of God, the divine inheritance of God. See, this is, so if you're reading 1 through 10, good. Know 1 through 10. Know how to become a divine mirror of Jesus. If you're 1 through 19, know how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you're in 20 through 36, you've got a blessing that the saints never even saw, never even come close to. And that is how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. We have to learn this. We have to study this. This has to become our life. So he says, I never mentioned the greater mission to which I was calling you. Rather, I, God, kept you like a little child to whom I delighted in teaching obedience, the love of suffering, the detachment from everyone, death to your own self. And as you corresponded, this is what we learned, 1 through 10, 19, 11 through 19, 20 through 36. As you corresponded, I rejoiced because I could in you ready the place to put my fiat, and then the sublime lessons which pertain to my divine will. The same thing happened in redemption. Everything was done for the purpose that was the fiat, that the fiat might reign again in souls, just as when we triumph, God released the soul from our creative hands, was as he made Adam. See, you got to remember, when God breathed into dirt, Adam began to possess this life. Okay? We are, like I said, the bottom of the barrel. He's breathing into the slime this abundant life, little by little. So as you read, like I say, you promise Jesus Christ. Jesus, I promise you, I swear to you, I will read a page a day. If you want to do more, Jesus, I swear to you, I promise you that I'll read 3 pages a day. Or if you want to do more, but then be faithful to your promise. I mean, he's your spouse now. And if you know, what good was a spouse if, you know, I'm coming home at 6, you're going to have dinner. You're going to have dinner, and there's nothing there. As a matter of fact, there's no food there. He didn't go shopping. So, I mean, it's you promise Jesus, he is going to do everything for you. That's what a husband does. A husband says, I will take care of you. There is nothing to worry about. I will defend you. I will support you. That's what a husband does. That's what Jesus is going to do. He's going to defend us. He's going to protect us. He's going to lead us. He's going to guide us. You're not going to believe the relationship that you're going to have with Jesus after today. He is going to show you things. And the thing is he says to Louisa, don't be astonished. He says, I have much more to give you. So let the Lord be your spouse. Let the Lord lead you, guide you, direct you, protect you. And watch what's going to happen. So he says, okay. I forgot where I left off. Third paragraph. Okay, I'll start again. Same happened in redemption. Everything was done for the purpose that the fiat might reign again in the creature. And just as when we released her from our creative hands, we have no hurry in our works because we have not only the centuries, but all eternity at our disposal. But he says, I will wait centuries to find a people that want this. Okay? So if we don't want it, he'll wait another 100 years, another 200 years. Let's get this thing over with. Let's bring heaven to earth. Therefore, we, triune God, proceed at a slow pace. However, for our own triumph, we first prepare and then we act. After returning to heaven, I, Jesus, have the same power as if I continue to live upon earth. My power is always the same. Whether I am in heaven or on earth, did I not call my mama, Mary, while being in the celestial fatherland? In the same way, I have called and chosen you, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa with the same power, which no one can resist for the purpose of the longed-for fiat. Even more, I tell you that in order to obtain this, you have at your disposal greater and more important things than my beloved mama had. Now think about that. Therefore, you are happier. See, in the divine will, it's happiness. And if something goes wrong, you say to the Lord, okay, you're in charge. Okay, usually if you're driving down the road and somebody pulls in front of you, you give them the Italian salute. You don't have to do that anymore. It's fiat. God has something planned. God has, you know, God is in charge. He doesn't want me to go this fast, or he wants me to stop. And it's you say when you say that to the Lord, okay, you're the Lord, you're my God, you're my master, you're my king, you're my all. You want this person to pull in front of me? Fine. Let it be done as you say. It's always fiat. And when we begin to live the fiat, we are happy. There's no more misery. It's not like, oh, what are you? It's fiat. Everything is happy. The wonderful thing about this great gift of the divine will, it's heaven on earth. So, therefore, you are happier. Because Our Lady did not have a mama, nor her works as help, in order to obtain for the longed-for Redeemer. Rather, she had only the cortege of the acts of the prophets, of the patriarchs, of the good of the Old Testament, and of the greater foreseen goods of the future Redeemer. You, Louisa, and said, and us, have a Mama Mary. And all have seen all of her works as help. You have helps, you have the pains, you have the prayers, and the very life, not foreseen, but actual, of your Redeemer. So we have Jesus and Mary. And we have to understand, when you ever say Jesus, whenever you say Jesus, you say Mary. The two are one. Okay? So St. Louis de Montfort says, go to Jesus through Mary. What Jesus teaches us now is you go to Jesus and Mary through Louisa, the newborn. She is a true daughter of Jesus. She is a true daughter of Mary. We are true children of Jesus. We are true children of Mary. Now with Louisa, we have a deeper connection, a more beautiful connection with Jesus and Mary. So there is no good or prayer which has been done and is being done in the church that is not with you, Louisa, and us, to help you, Louisa, and us, to obtain the longed-for fiat. Okay, what did Jesus say? There is no good or prayer which has been done and is being done in the Holy Catholic Church that is not with us. I mean, you have to understand, this is not ordinary. This is not normal. Did anybody see Young Frankenstein? In Young Frankenstein, he needed a brain, and he had his guy go down and he brought up a brain, and he says, "What kind of a brain did you give me?" He goes, "Abby. I gave you an Abby brain." He goes, "An Abby brain? You gave me an abnormal brain?" You know, so it was very funny. And so God wants to. This is abnormal. This is not normal. This is divine. God, you look at this. This is not normal. Okay? The escarches are not normal. When you'll see, they'll just start descending. You know, the salt just appearing on statues. It's not normal. The manna appearing like a host. I mean, this is not normal. The oil coming out of the ground, water turning into oil, it's not normal. See, what God is going to do is he's going to bring the supernatural into the natural. And I mean, St. Thomas Aquinas says everything from the natural is copied by the supernatural. But God is going to bring things that are going to astonish us. I mean, this is just really wonderful. So if there's no good or prayer which has been done and is being done in the church that is not with us to help us attain the longed for fiat. Since the primary purpose of everything that was done by me, Jesus, and by Mary, the Queen of Heaven, and by all the good of the saints, was the fulfillment of my divine will, everything is with you, Louisa, and us, to impetrate the completion of their purpose, God and Mary's purpose. Therefore, be attentive. Now, to be attentive is, why are you washing the dishes? Why are you polishing your shoes? You know, why are you mowing the lawn? It's be attentive. Why are you doing this? For the glory of God. For every bubble, for every blade of grass on the ground. We're doing everything for the glory of God. Okay? In the name of everyone and everything, as if everybody in the whole world was glorifying God. These are explosions of I love yous going to the throne of God. When you say, I love you in the name of everyone and everything, for every heartbeat, how many heartbeats do you have in a lifetime? Okay, how many people are living on the earth? How many people have lived on the earth? How many people are going to live on the earth? Boom, it's one huge I love you go to the throne of God in an instant. See, God doesn't need many people. He needs those that can give their fiat. So as we learn how to do this, with these explosions of I love you to the throne of God, the devil has to get out of here. Because what this is doing is it going to heaven and it's coming back to earth. It's going to earth. It's a competition with God. You breathe in. That's Jesus breathing in our breathing. You breathe out, and I love you back to God. In the name of every human that ever lived, past, present, and future, who will ever live. I mean, this is how many breaths were there? How many heartbeats? How many steps? I love to when I'm driving or flying to say to God, for every time a wheel turns, for every turbine that turns. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I mean, not only for this, but for every propeller, for every engine, for every jet, for every wheel, everything, we want God to receive all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. This is why Jesus says, be attentive. What are you doing? If you're doing it for the glory of God, fiat. If you're not doing it for the glory of God, it's wasted time. Be attentive. I, Jesus, will always be with you. I, Jesus, and my mother will always be with you. You will never be alone in the longing for the triumph of our holy divine will. So again, there's no more loneliness. If you lost a spouse, if you lost a member of the family, if you're living alone, good. God wants that because he's jealous. He wants you to be focused on him. He wants you to be calling him, talking to him, pleading with him. He's so jealous of you that the first thing he did with Louisa is he got rid of everybody. Really. And that's what he does for us. He gets rid of people. I mean, they're good people. But he needs us to focus on him. So it's not only looking at Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, but when you look in the mirror, you have to become a divine mirror of Jesus. You have to begin to see God. That was one of the first things I read back in 76. When you look to the heavens as if you look to the sky, the heavens as if in a mirror and see God. Whoa. That is just so amazing. God wants us to participate in him. Why are we alive? So that we can continue to be miserable? No, we're here so that the divine fiat can reign in us. Okay, so we'll end there. Well, I don't know. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Okay. We'll take a 15-minute break.
Also, if you have a break, if anybody wants to order any of the order form here for the rounds, for Advent or for Lent that's coming, put your name down.
What are these little plates you're talking about? These?
Yes, you saw this, right?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Okay, hold it up to the light.
You can have seen Carmela. Oh, there's Jill. So could I ask your question? Like when I first started joining...